Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers, besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Today we are at a company, it's called High Service Solutions, and we're talking to Garth. Garth is what they would call the gas man, and quite interesting, Garth, gas, interesting topic, especially in our day and age where we live, with electricity being very expensive. Gas has always been a solution, but before we get to gas itself, tell us a little bit about Garth. How did you end up doing gas? What's your background? How did you get to doing gas?
How are you, Gerard? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing
well. Yeah, good, man. So I'm a chef by trade, and I ended up running quite a big production, food factory, and I was the development person behind all the food, and we opened up a chain of stores to help the communities. And I don't know, I sat one day with my wife on the couch, Leanne, and I said, I want to do something different and become an entrepreneur. It was just something was burning inside of me. And I stepped into the gas world, I bought a tiny business, and I hit the road for 3 months. I literally walked the streets of the Helderberg. And from being a chef, I remember how many Sundays I stood outside and waiting for the gas delivery because someone had forgotten to order it. And I thought, well, there's a little gap and I can help people. So I started walking the streets, going to all the restaurants. And when they became one of our customers, I learned their rhythms. And then I knew if a customer didn't order on a Wednesday, I used to pick up the phone and be like, guys, are you okay for gas? And so many times I'd phone back to say, we just saved them. And with that sort of service level and pushing it through into who we are and the integrity side, we've built a beautiful gas delivery service. And through that, we have an installation department. So we completely do gas installations, COCs, and we're the Paloma agents for gas geysers in the Western Cape. So the emphasis is to make everything sustainable. And as you were chatting to me earlier, you know, Eskom is becoming very, very expensive. With our model from end to end, it really helps the household pockets and businesses. And the stability behind it is critical.
Now, Garth, just wait a minute now, because our listeners already, I can imagine, I can picture the story. This man, a chef, and then he goes to gas. Every young person, their dreams with Master Chef Australia and all these cooking shows on TV, everybody wants to be a chef. I mean, obviously you use gas when you were a chef and you were cooking. But to make that transition, just for the sake of interest, were you tired of being a chef? Was it the hours? Was it the hard work? Because I know it's a lot of hard work. What actually triggered you to make that transition from cooking and getting to gas?
Guessing. I think what happened is I wanted to start a family. And I think looking around at the other chefs, I realized that type of lifestyle is quite a hard lifestyle to do with a family. And I kind of toyed. I've got such a passion for food. And I toyed with those ideas because I thought that was the only thing to Garth per se. And I just had the epiphany one day that it's not about the food. It was about pleasing people and providing a service. I'm a people's person. And the hardest thing for me to get my head around was how do I relate that to gas? Because, I mean, gas isn't as attractive as food and it isn't as exciting as food. So how do I do this? And everybody's always said, I've got this energy. And I thought, let me give it a bash and put it into selling gas and building relationships with people and walking a path with people. And I think that's the most critical thing. And it's got to such a point now that most of my customers don't even order from us, to be honest with you, because we have such a system in place that they don't have to worry about their gas.
Well, yeah, since I spoke to you on the phone, I heard you were Baller Energy and you're Live Wire. And so you and gas go well together. I think if the spark is there, then the flame is there. So let's get back to gas. Gas in itself, how safe is gas?
To be honest with you, it is very safe. They put an enzyme into the gas, which obviously gives that certain smell that you're looking for. So that if there is a leak, you can pick it up straight away. The bottles get validated every 5 years. It's a compulsory event. Obviously, if a bottle has a damage or an effect to it, they do it immediately or they condemn the bottle. And with our installation team, I must say it's the most confident thing to say is that I am so happy to have them or be a part of them, because we follow the certification and the rules so critically that at the end of the day, it's as safe as we physically can do it. And yeah, I believe it's fairly safe. I mean, obviously, if people aren't going to be logical about it, there's a different ball game. But if you follow the rules, you'll be okay.
You see, everybody's trying to save money nowadays, so they're trying to actually go the DIY route. Yeah. And that's something that you can't go, because that needs to be certification. There's got to be a COC for that, a certificate of compliance. So it's not something that somebody can just put a gas bottle into his house. There are also regulations that's prescribed regulations says that how you need to put that bottle, where you need to put ventilation, all that stuff. Tell us a little bit about the ordinary person listening now who wants to convert from electrical stove to a gas installation. How complicated is that? And can I put that gas bottle in my house, or should it be outside?
Okay. So please call us first, because when we get on site, we see some horrific things, hose pipes and plumbing pipes and all sorts of things. Now, the reason why everything is so critically certified and there's such a criteria to it is there's a certain spec on the different pipes that we have. There's a lot of different instances where a pipe has to be sleeved, you know, through a cupboard and all certain events that could take place due to the wrong pipes. The drains, windows, and electric points are critical things, especially with an outside installation. Having gas inside next to your stove is absolutely perfect. There's not a problem at all. There's just certain things like the orange hose that is used, the certified orange hose, has a date stamp on it, and that has also got a 5-year window to it. So every now and again, you'll see some people have them outside. It can't be outside because it gets perished. And that's where gas becomes unsafe, because then it leaks and we have bigger problems. But for inside, you know, a well-ventilated cupboard, that's part of the criteria to it. And then there's certain electrical elements that can't be near the stove with distances with regards to that. So yeah, there's a few things in the SANS code that a lot of the installers sort of interpret incorrectly. And we find a lot of that out there. That's why it's so important for us. All of our gas vehicles are certified. All of our drivers are certified with dangerous goods, PDPs. They know how to handle the bottles correctly should there be a problem. And the same goes for all our installers. Everybody is certified and vetted, checked. And all of the estates that we go to have a security clearance through it too, so that you know you're getting somebody safe into the complexes. So we follow the rules strictly. And sometimes, you know, it might be a bit of a hard pull to swallow for the customer if we can't put it in a certain position, but we have to follow these safety lines to protect everybody. And another thing I just would like to mention is that there's a lot of rogue filling gas delivery people out there. And what rogue filling means is that the bottle's been filled illegally. It's got an uncertified safety seal on it. So it's a very sort of tricky thing to watch out for the average person at home, because if, for example, you have an Afrox bottle, it comes with a red seal. Now, if I brought you a red seal tomorrow, you wouldn't know any different. Where now they've made a red seal and says, for example, LPG for your safety on it, but it's not barcoded. So there's two risk factors there, is that the customer is getting shortchanged, because how do they know that it's certified and it's full? And that's why often these guys are cheaper, because you're only getting 7 kilos into a 9-kilo bottle, you know. So, and the second thing is, which is the main thing, is that bottle goes in the system for years on end. And by the time it gets to you, all the valves, has it been pressure tested? Nothing is in place there. And it's got, as I said to you, it's got a fake seal. So original seals have a barcode to it, which match the brand of the bottle. So it's something important to look out for. And the difference with us is when we get those empty bottles back, it goes to our supplier. It gets validated first, and has, you know, if there's any problems, it does get condemned or gets it sent away. And we deliver safe bottles. And I think that is the critical thing that people need to watch out for, because I know it's big in Joburg, but it's becoming quite big in Southern, well, in the Western Cape.
But it's very difficult to tell whether the bottle is full or not, or whether it's filled with the correct kind of gas. And that's why I suppose it's important to to connect with registered suppliers like yourself that do comply according to the regulations. The other thing that you've mentioned, quite interesting, is that the hose itself, that every 5 years that hose need to be replaced. And people think to themselves, if it doesn't look perished, it doesn't look, it still looks fine, you know, that it's still in good order and everything is fine. But the law actually says, the regulation says that it needs to be replaced, even if it still looks great.
Can I tell you another thing about our beautiful service that we offer? With each delivery, we connect the bottle for our customers. And if you have an outside installation, there's black piping that we call it's called a pigtail. Often this gets brittle outside, but we find that the squirrels and rats like to enjoy it because of obviously the odor of the gas that attracts them. So when our delivery guys come, they fully check all of these pipes first to make sure the integrity is good. Second of all, we look at the end of a regulator on a gas for the gas bottle. There's a tiny O-ring. If it's perished, or often what happens is someone will disconnect it at home. It gets left behind in the bottle. And when they turn the bottle on again, it's making all these hissing sounds, and it's incredibly dangerous. So we come in and we've got a full little toolkit with our guys, and we replace all those little washers and rubbers. And then once it's connected, we do a full-on leak check to make sure that there is no leaks on the premises. And should a pipe need to be changed or a regulator or something to that effect, we give the customer the advice there. Often they say, please, can you change it on the spot, which is a service we offer too. Otherwise, if it's something slightly bigger that needs a bigger certification, we've got the full team to go and sort it out for our clients.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.